up? Word of Mouth Wednesday. This is the Word of Mouth Wednesday. My name is Daniel Libby, and this is our first Word of Mouth Wednesday for April, the month of April 2011. This is April the 6th, 2011, and tonight on the show, we're going to be talking about the G20 Toronto Into the Crowd, the rally that took place last weekend. We've got some audio to play from that, including a few words, an interview with Dan Dix, the director of Into the Fire, and he's going to be talking about what to expect when Into the Fire debuts April 22nd at the Bloor Cinema. This is a documentary about the G20 that the whole world is watching and waiting for. And coming up later on in the show, we're also going to be talking about what's been going on with the country. We've got a general election coming up May 2nd, 2011. Elections.ca has got your information. Canada will have a new government come May 3rd, so less than a month away now. We're talking about a lot of stuff, including an anti-war march that's going to be taking place on Saturday, this coming Saturday, and all that and more coming up tonight on the Word of Mouth Wednesday. Joining us in the studio, we're going to have Derek Sobral is here, but maybe I'll introduce him right after we play a quick clip here of a bit of what went down at the rally. Just in case you missed it last Saturday, was a public inquiry now, calling for a public inquiry now. This is the voice of Tommy Taylor leading some of the chants at the G20 public inquiry rally at Yonge and Dundas Square last Saturday. We'll be right back.
We saw one of the biggest violations of the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms right here in this city. It happened to me. It can happen again to anyone here unless we get a public inquiry happening into the abuses committed by police, the abuses committed by politicians, and the whitewashing that they're trying to do of the event. What do we want?
Public inquiry.
When do we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
Public inquiry.
When do we want it?
Now.
Whose streets?
Our streets.
Whose streets?
Our streets.
Whose streets?
Our streets.
Whose streets?
Our streets.
Yeah.
All right, word up, Word of Mouth Wednesday. So that was some of what went down at the rally that took place on the weekend. And joining us in the studio, we've got a guest or a co-host, a frequent contributor right now to the Word of Mouth Wednesday. And he's also known as the producer of the Toronto G20 Exposed documentary, Derek Sobral. Hey, Derek.
Hey, buddy. Nice to be here.
All right, hold on. We just got to figure out which mic you're on. Let's see if one of these ones work. Hey, Derek, how's it going?
Great to be here, Daniel. Nice. 88.1 live, Ryerson Radio, Word of Mouth Wednesday. It's always a pleasure. And we're talking about the truth. We're trying to wake up Canadians. This is the month of Take Back Canada. This is an historic election. This is a historic time in Toronto. And we just want to bring awareness to the Canadian public to let them know about the issues that are taking place. And there's a lot of movies coming out. There's more information people need to see. We're advocating political participation because this is so important that people get involved. We can't be spectators during this time. We need to get out and vote. And we're encouraging the young people. We're encouraging universities to just get out and vote on election day because this is one of the most important elections in Canadian history. It's the future of our democracy at stake. Do we want more jails? Do we want fighter jets? Do we want to prepare for war, or do we want peace? Do we want freedom? Do we want to stand up for civil rights, for the Canadian Charter? Because right. What happened at G20 is just a broad scale of what's happening right now around the world. We got countries standing up for rights in Libya, in Egypt, and all over. And at the G20, rights were violated. The free speech zone at Queen's Park was taken away from people, so people didn't get to speak on their beliefs, their political beliefs. And I mean, right now we're just trying to get the word out to the Canadian public that G20 is an election issue. It was just brought up actually with the report, I believe, from the Attorney General.
Oh,
yeah, there was a report, and it wasn't passed because of the contempt of Parliament.
Right.
So I mean, we need to know where the $1 billion was spent, mm-hmm. where the money went, what companies got this money, were there conflicts of interest. And I mean, there was just so much money spent, and this was.
See, I haven't heard of this report. Is this a budget? Was this some sort of budget?
Yeah, this was the G20 budget, and it was held back because of the contempt of Parliament. Because
right.
there is an election now, and people need to make an educated decision on who they're going to elect. And this report is so important to come out, and the Liberal Party is pushing for that. They've made it an election issue, so it's great to see.
Well, the election, that is a good thing to start talking about because it's coming soon. We're talking about a general election May 2nd, 2011, less than a month away now. May 2nd, 2011. You can check out elections.ca if you're on the online internet, if you're looking for more information on what's been going on in Canada with the election. What we have is, and I just checked this election.ca site, we've got 19 registered political parties. So you hear about, you know, the conservative government, which is in power, or the liberal government, which has been, you know, known as the opposition, leading opposition party. You hear about the NDP, you hear about the Bloc Québécois, and there is even some articles about the Green Party because, you know, they've been talking about how the leader of the Green Party might not make it into the debate this year. Well, what about the other 14 parties? We got 19 registered political parties. We hear about the five a lot. There's actually 19, so that's an interesting thing to hear about. Another important date is next Wednesday, April the 13th. Elections Canada releases the list of confirmed candidates, so we're going to know who is actually in the election by next week. And then the week after that, Friday, April the 22nd, is the first day of advanced polls. So this is all coming soon. This is all within the next few weeks. We're going to have, it's basically one of the biggest elections in Canadian history, but it's, you know, it's unfortunate that, you know, it's so quick and so, you know, the issues being brought up. Well, we're not hearing all the issues being brought up. And that is, I guess it's an encouraging sign that they're starting to talk about the G20 from an economic standpoint, because when they talk about $1 billion spent, it seems like a lot. But, you know, we haven't, well, the what I'm wondering about is if a full public inquiry could be an election issue. Do you think, or I guess, yeah, Derek, what did you think about the rally last weekend and this issue of the full public inquiry? What kind of support are you seeing about this?
Yeah, we're still trying to wake up Canadians, and the movies play an integral part of it. So we have the movie that I produced, Toronto G20 Exposed. We've been giving out free movies to the general public. We've been handing out flyers. We want the G20 inquiry issue to keep pushing forth. It's very important because we need to get to the bottom of who is making the calls to treat Canadians like this during the G20 summit. We had the most mass violations of charter rights in the history of this country, the most mass arrests ever in Canadian history. You know, like people were, their rights were violated. Not only that, a lot of people were attacked. They were brutalized. Women there were sexual assault threats on women, for God's sakes, you know? This affected so many different people, and it's almost like there was a criminalization of dissent. You know, they didn't want people coming out to these protests, and we have a democratic right to have a freedom of assembly, to have freedom of speech. And, I mean, the rally was extraordinary. We had a good show of people. It's called Into the Crowd because we didn't want to stop traffic. We wanted to bring awareness to people of why it's so important and how it can affect. It's going to affect our future if we don't stand up and if we don't get out the information. So, yeah, we handed out movies. I made up 100 movies on my behalf, you know, out of my own pocket, because I care about this country, you know. I want to wake up people. I want them to see what actually happened. You know, before G20, I was not political one bit. You know, I was never an activist before G20, but because of what I witnessed, I became one. Because I feel so passionate about standing up for other people and our rights, the way our country is headed. And, I mean, I could not sit on the sidelines. This is not a time to be a spectator. We got to stand up for freedom. We got to stand up for what's right in this country. We got to make our country and our city better. And it takes people to get off their butts and to say, you know what? Something is not right here. And we need to get down to the bottom of it. So we need a public inquiry because that is a full investigation of what occurred. We need to know why people's rights were taken away, why Canadians were treated this way. You know, like, we had people singing O Canada, the national anthem, God keep our land, glorious and free, in the middle of the city streets. And they were trampled by G20 police. Is that the democracy that we got to show to the rest of the world? No, we're complacent. Sometimes we feel like we got it too good here, you know? But when things like this happen, we got to set a precedent. We got to say this could never occur again in Canadian history. So we need people to get up. We need people to be involved. And I mean, I've been doing this for 10 months. I've made this a priority because I feel so strongly. And I mean, it's I didn't profit off of the movie. I gave it out for free. It's online. People can check it out. I want people to see the images. Because if you see what I see, if you feel the emotions of how people were treated, and if you understand their stories, these were average Canadians. These people were not Black Bloc terrorists. That's what Bill Blair, the chief of police of Toronto, called these vandals. So, you know, if we believe that they were terrorists, well, then how were they able to go through the city for upwards of 2 hours with no police interference? You know, there was a stand down order. That's what was publicized in the Toronto Sun by Joel Warmington. So if these things are occurring, we need to investigate it. You know, we had fake laws being passed, secret laws, 5-meter rules that never existed. When the law's being changed, that's a red kind of flag, you know? We need to ask, what's going on here? Mm-hmm. Why was democracy attacked? Right. And why did they get so much money? Who got the money? Let's get a breakdown of our taxpayer dollars. These people, these political people in power, they work for us. They answer to us. Let's not forget that. Nobody's better than any of us. Nobody has more power than each individual. We all have a stake in this democracy. So, I mean, not being political before, now I am, because I don't have a choice. Once you witnessed what people witnessed at G20, you either want to go into a positive way in your life and you want to make change, be the change that you want to see. Isn't that what Gandhi said?
Right.
You know, so, I mean...
Or there's the other side of the spectrum, I guess, is the people that do the opposite, that they go, you know, they almost become... closed off from, you know, almost like they're in denial about what happened, and they don't want to become a part of. It's almost like how they phrased the name of that CBC Fifth Estate piece. You should have stayed at home. You know, there's that. That's, I guess, those are the two. Basically, what you see, yeah, that's what I've seen that's happened out of the G20. You know, it's made some people more active and more of an activist. You know, including yourself, Derek. But then also other people are, you know, Not around as much, just because, and you know, not believing in the protests anymore because of what happened. This is why it is important to try to get to the truth of what happened. And if they're trying to cover up how this $1 billion was spent, then you know that's trouble, because we do know that some of these corporations involved. One of them is, I think, being investigated by the OPP. For not being a licensed security contractor, the private security firm, which you know was involved with the government of Canada running the 2010 Olympics, and then you had also done some research on the company that made the fence.
That's
in the
right,
downtown Toronto.
The fence. The name of the company is SNC-Lavalin. Now they were also contracted to build jails in Libya, believe it or not. So this is. This is on the board of directors of this company is a Harper X advisor. So here we have clear connections with the Harper government, with some of these contractors that were making money off the G20 in Toronto. Think about it. If they're going to spend $1 billion, they're going to have some cronies, some friends that are going to be making a lot of money off the taxpayers. Mm-hmm. This was ample opportunity for that. So the monetary side of it is one thing. Mm-hmm. And that's why it needs to be investigated, because we need to know where every penny went.
Right.
And we should have that in our democracy. We shouldn't have any secret contracts. We should have, I mean, we should have this freedom of information, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not only were rights violated, but this is taxpayer money. This is the future of this country being put into security when people are going homeless, when jobs are being lost. You know, this is our democracy. What way do we want the future to go? This is so important to get out there and vote. On May the 2nd, because right. This is historic, and I advocate political participation.
Yeah, and if the G20 is a big issue for you, and you're a listener on this show or on many of the shows that have been talking about the G20, you might want to consider asking if you see any of the political candidates, because you know within the next few weeks they're all going to be out, you know, knocking on doors, canvassing, trying to get votes. You might want to ask them, you know, from any party to see what do they know about the G20? Were they around in Toronto during the G20, and do they think it's a political issue? You know, would they ever support a public inquiry? Because what we've noticed with the parties that were, you know, in power, when the G20 happened, they, after the G20, did not seem to want a public inquiry. But at least that is one of the hopes with the Into the Fire documentary. And I'm just going to get ready here to play this interview here. It's just a quick interview with Dan Dix, recorded at the rally that took place on Saturday. And here are his thoughts and what to look out for on Into the Fire, the big movie for Press for Truth, coming out April 22nd, a Friday. Stay tuned to the Word of Mouth Wednesday. And just in case you're looking to, if you want to get on the air or anything, have anything to say, you can give us a call and we can screen your call off air once we get into this track here. We got a new policies around CKLN. We got to screen before air. 416-595-1655 is the number to call in. 416-595-1655 if you want to get your thoughts on the current politics. And here is that interview with Dan Dix of Press for Truth. The upcoming documentary, Into the Fire. Do you mind introducing yourself?
Sure. My name's Dan Dix. I'm the director and producer of Into the Fire, said film that we are speaking about today.
Nice. And I guess what do people have to expect from Into the Fire? What's it really all about?
Well, what people can really expect is the story of what happened here at the G20 summit last summer in Toronto, coming directly from the people who experienced it firsthand. And on top of that, it's a little bit of the story of our experience covering the event. So I interviewed, I don't know, maybe about 30 or 40 people or so, and we're basically getting their story out there so people can see what happened. And just looking forward to getting it out and letting the world see what we've been working on for the last 9 months.
Awesome. And what's your credit on the film?
Well, I'm the director and producer. It's myself, Stephen Davies, and Brian Law. I made my first film with Stephen Davies, The Nation's Deathbed. And then after that, me and Brian Law embarked on a journey together to make United We Fall. And then when the G20 summit came to town, I said, why don't the three of us get together and work on this one together? And so that's what we did. The three of us joined up, teamed up, and we're putting this film together.
Nice. And the last time I talked to you, you mentioned that you're hoping that this could be a final push for a full public inquiry into the G20 and what happened in 2010. Are you hoping that this is going to be an election issue? Because I know right now there's going to be voting coming up in May. So do you think that the G20 is going to be an election issue? Or
it absolutely very well could be. I think the timing of this could potentially be working out to our benefit. I have a feeling this film is going to make national attention. Every single Canadian should be concerned about what they see in this movie, and will be. I have no doubt about that. I do think this film's going to gain national attention, and I think it's going to spread across Canada mainly, and we'll see what kind of an impact it ends up having. The screening should be an interesting night. It's Friday, April 22nd at the Bloor Cinema at 7 o'clock p.m. Tickets are moving pretty quick, so if you want to make sure you get a seat, we got them online at pressfortruth.ca, or you can get them at conspiracyculture.com. You can go down to 1696 Queen Street West to pick them up, or you can take your chances and get them on the night at the box office.
Awesome. Yeah, Dan Dix, check out pressfortruth.ca and Word of Mouth Wednesday. Dan Dix, I know you're working on the soundtrack as well for Into the Fire. I guess if we're on the radio right now on the Word of Mouth Wednesday, would there be a track you'd recommend us to play?
Sure. I haven't put too many of them out yet. I don't want to give away too much of the music that's going to be in the film before the film comes out. But we put out two of the songs so far. And one of my personal favorites of them is The Whole World is Watching, it's called. It's a little bit on the heavy side. Again, this film called for, some different kind of vibes, different kind of emotions. And I tried to portray certain things through the music in the film. So that's one of the ones you can check out for sure. It's I like that one. It's my kind of tune.
All right, word up. The whole world is watching. CKLN 88.1 FM. We'll be right back. it up, Word of Mouth Wednesday. So that was just a bit of Dan Dix. Dan Dix, the producer and director of Into the Fire, a new movie coming out at the Bloor Cinema. And Dan Dix is also the guy that was playing those instruments there in the soundtrack. He's made the soundtrack for the Into the Fire. And shout-outs to pressfortruth.ca. And then I guess if you can't, we're hoping that if you're interested in going to the premiere, that you'll check it out at the Bloor Cinema.
This is a historic movie. Tickets are selling out real fast, so if people want to get tickets, they can go to pressfortruth.ca. You can also go to conspiracyculture.com, and you can call in with a credit card. The phone number is 416-916-1696. This is going to be a historic movie.
That was the Conspiracy Culture number.
Conspiracy Culture, exactly.
Right.
And there's going to be the Ontario Ombudsman is going to be there. Some reps from... the Toronto Sun, the Toronto Star, I believe. So there's a lot of media that are going to be there because, you know what, this is probably going to get national attention because this movie is done by the brightest in the industry, Press for Truth. They do an amazing job. They make their own music. They were on the front lines. They had a film crew. I believe there was over 10 individuals that were there filming all of the frontline action. Yeah, so I
mean... Exactly. They had over 100 hours of footage, apparently, and including that is the 19 hours of the entire footage of Charlie Veach in the Trontanamo Bay Prison. And we'll talk about Into the Fire a bit more, but we did get one caller while we were off air, and hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, hi, how are you?
Hi. Oh, not bad.
Yeah, I have to say, first of all, that was some amazing metal. It was really, really good. Mm-hmm. So it's been a while since I've heard really good metal, and
nice.
I wish I could be at the show, but I won't be able to. But yeah, I'm really glad that you brought up the question of what's going on with respect to the hustings, I suppose. Mm-hmm. And what I find really interesting is that there's such a divide between the way that the governing party, who wants to win a majority, is engaging with the public and where the public actually is. And in a way, I have to say, we should all stand up and congratulate ourselves as Canadians, and particularly all of the amazing radio show hosts and journalists and editorials at CKLN, because I feel like the media, even the media that I don't agree with most times, is actually functioning to kind of lay bare what is happening within the political arena. And, you know, what I find very, very interesting is that there is this kind of this smarmy, like this deliberately deceptive process to orchestrate and put in front of Canadians a certain vision, which we have never, ever stood for within the entire history of Canada. I think it's an insane minority of people who buy into the status quo of what basically the Harper agenda is trying to posit and position in front of us. So, you know, what I find especially interesting about this is you can sit there and vilify and talk about how coalitions are terrible and difficult and everything, but the fact that they are so defensive is specifically because I think that's a threat to these people. Because for Canadians, transparency isn't something we argue about. Transparency is something we just take for granted and accept in this country. Because we come from a history where we have always supported our neighbor, always helped each other out. And if you really think, yeah, and if you really think about, you know, the physical geography of our country, we're all spread out, you know, and we have coast to coast to coast, and there's lots of resources that we have to be stewards of. And, you know, like, it was back in the 1700s that we first started to get a sustainability and environmental process in place here in Canada because the fisheries were in crisis. So, you know, I think anyone who wants to, like, bow down and be bowled over by the cynicism of what is being tried to get played right now is going to miss an amazing, a tremendously huge opportunity for Canada to show up and show the world who we are. And, you know, like, at the end of the day, we have a very large reputation globally because despite how small we are, and despite the fact that, you know, our GDP is still quite large given some other nations that have that should be doing much better, but despite that, we actually gain a lot of respect from the greater world community because we know who we are. And I think we should stop letting people keep us away from the polls. We should stop letting people try and shove and propagate an idea onto us of who we are and just go out there and speak.
Right, right. Yeah, thanks a lot for your call and your hopes for the future of Canada.
Yeah, and I think that, and just as an aside, I'm really glad that you suggested when these politicians come to you, Jordan, not to ask those really pressing questions. I think that's really good. And that's what I mean. Like, okay, maybe you don't even have to vote, but just engage in the political process. Be aware. Even if you don't want to vote as protest, that's okay, or go spoil your ballot. But engage in the political process, because this is us making Canada happen.
For real.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot for calling.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Take care. Yeah, so that was a caller. And I guess, yeah, if anybody else wants to call in, you can give us a call, 416-595-1655. We'll try to get to your call while we're, you know, hosting our show here, Word of Mouth Wednesday, 7 to 8 p.m. every Wednesday. Derek, did that caller's thoughts bring anything to your mind, or...?
Yeah, you know what? She brought out some amazing points. I mean, that has to resonate with all Canadians. You know, this is history in the making right now. People need to get up and they need to vote and they need to ask those pressing questions. We need open transparency. We need accountability with our governments. You know, for the first time in the history of Canada and the Commonwealth, a government was found in contempt because of documents that they were not giving to the other parties. You know, and also the government of Canada was rebranded as the Harper government. You know, when this kind of stuff is happening, as well as there was a white paper written by two conservatives back in 1997, Stephen Harper himself and Tom Flanagan, calling for Canada to be a benign dictatorship. That's right. Tom Flanagan is notorious because he called for capital murder on television for the assassination of Julian Assange.
All right.
This is what we're witnessing. We got corruption scandals with the conservative government. We got an ex-Harper aide, had a fraud past. He was a convicted convict, and he was just caught with a prostitute. You know what I mean? So this is the truth. Let's speak about the truth.
There's
right
scandals.
Now.
Scandals. We got There's scandals. A lot of scandals. We got scandals in the other parties too. Liberal Party. There was a scandal. Apparently, one of their candidates has just been taken off. From running, and I think one of their Quebec candidates. And then you're speaking about old writing. That's another reason why Michael Ignatieff is known, who's the leader of the Liberal Party, is for a book that he wrote right before he moved back to Canada, I think, when he was a professor, I think, in Harvard, and he wrote a book called The Lesser Evil. And he's talking about torture being the lesser evil in the Guantanamo and stuff, you know, that's an intense book to read because, who do we really want running the country is what we got to think about. And, you know, what are the priorities of the leaders? And that's a whole issue, though, that Guantanamo and the torture and stuff, because the previous election we just had, the big one in 2008 in the United States with Barack Obama winning, one of his whole things was on shutting down Guantanamo Bay, and that's never happened. And he's been running it for over 2 years now. I think what would be a good idea now is just do we'll do a quick music break here, and then we'll come back, just because I brought up what was going on in the States, and that is it's a pressing issue right now because of all the stuff that's been going on. Well, why don't I play a classic Akashic Ancestors featuring Razul Allah. It's a track called Collapse, and it's a bit about what's been going on in the governments all around North America. Well, we'll be right back. Word of Mouth Wednesday.
Outside the control of Congress and manipulates the credit of the United States.
Snuff in the discussion of money-hungry pundits. Some are guiding your impulse and I'm chopping
from the tarp.
Akhenaten, Obama's Wall Street offices profit from the dominance of the Fed and offer us losses instead of the option of getting ahead. Bereft, stressed at the estimations of economic collapse. We should take a page from the architects of the past and direct an attack at the central banking system. Armageddon central stage. Take aim and break the rhythms that keep your brain in prison. I'll paint you a picture reminiscent of modern-day slaves caged in a bank's satanistic benediction. An administration's blatant allegiance. Kings to Wall Street, secretive malfeasance of greed. In a treasonous season of evil ascension, the Glass-Steagall firewall's lifted. It's time to debt these tyrants, manifested from a secret elitist conference in the depths of Jekyll Island. Let's rectify the suppressive threats of duress and press the violence to the doorsteps with the Righteous Alliance. An activist bond, son of Saturn, I'm more than the lost children of Babylon. Collapse the fascist con, gather the data and pass it on. My word is bond, let's murk them all. My word is bond, let's murk them all. My word is bond, let's murk them all. This is the fall of the Republic, the collapse of the federal government, the freedom, the fascism, yeah. Yo, we will overcome it. We will overcome it. We will overcome it. Yeah, yeah, we'll overcome it. Collapse the prison. We blast back at their religions of monetary control, blowing holes in the system. We will overcome it. We will overcome it. We will overcome it. Yeah, yeah, we'll overcome it. This is the fall of the Republic, the collapse of the federal government, the relapse of a fascist regime fashioned after the protocols of Zion, a mathematical system systematically forming the destruction of the world economy. Economic system, Hegelian, dialectical psychology, Anglo-Saxon theology creates a philosophy equivalent to that of the Nazis. Behold the fallacies of America's financial history. A legion of Luciferian banksters create legal tenders in the form of Masonic letters placed in the U.S. Treasury and formulated social security, mental enslavement. Your thoughts are trapped in illuminating pyramids where your mind is lost in the web of the Illuminati's illusions. What's your solution? It's pollution of the world as your mind switches in a swirl. I'm the son of Saturn, the lost children. I'm on more here, here. This is the fall of the Republic, the collapse of the federal government, the freedom, the fascism. Yeah. We will overcome it. We will overcome it. We will overcome it. Yo, we will overcome it. Collapse the prison. We blast back at their religions of monetary control, blowing holes in the system. We will overcome it. We will overcome it. And yo, we will overcome it. We will overcome it. Follow us down the Nautilus where we don't have a pot to piss, or much less, yo, a window.
Area 51.
From these blocks to the metropolis, hoping these cops won't frisk me, my Akashic twin, or one of Babylon's forgotten kids. Forgive me of my sins, but I'll rip that watch right off your wrist and press machetes to your larynx if you try to flush your whip. We're constantly surveilled under the all-seeing eye of Providence, in a realm where tyrants prevail and they're not afraid to put our lives in the
spirit of austerity.
The price is right, it's for sale. You can catch me racking diamond designer sets from Zales, out for the jewels. I'm on more wall hell, the pirate from hell. On 23-hour lockdown in the federal, writing rhymes from his little cell. The sentence is pretentious, convicted of robbing the system. Yeah, nah, they didn't want the competition. Y'all should listen, check it. This is how they got their victims. They burglarized the flying without even cocking pistols. The logic missed you. You were beckoned to the pawn shop and they offered you fistfuls of worthless papers in return for your precious metals. This is how the Fed get fed, dude, and it leaves the public poor. There'll be a cool spot under a shade.
Conspiracy theory.
This is the fall of the Republic, the collapse of the federal government, the freedom, the fascism. We will overcome it. We will overcome it. Yo, we will overcome it. Hey, yo, we will overcome it. Collapse the prison. Yo. We blast back at their religions of monetary control, blowing holes in the system. We'll overcome it. Yeah, yeah, we'll overcome it. We'll overcome it, come it. Yeah, yeah, we'll overcome it. This yeah. is the fall of the Republic, the collapse of the federal government, the freedom, the fascism. We will overcome it. Yeah, yeah, we'll overcome it. And since we know it's coming, hell yeah, we'll overcome it. Akashic ancestors. Yeah. Lost children of Babylon. Rasulala. Son of Saturn. I'm on board.
Word of Mouth Wednesday. We're back here on the Word of Mouth Wednesday. That was just the Akashic Ancestors collapse track. Is this the collapse of the federal government in the United States? What, right now in Canada, we basically don't have... The federal government is being... in the campaign mode right now. We've got the Elections Canada is going, and I guess new candidates are being announced every day. It says their list of candidates on electionscanada.ca is going to be updated 3 times a day up until next Wednesday, April the 13th, when I guess that's going to be the completed list of the candidates for your area. Get to know who is running in your area, and I'm sure we'll be talking about that next week. And then in the coming weeks, we've only got a few weeks left, I guess, until the... Canadian election. And in America, they got a different situation there where they've got the set election date coming up in 2012, with so a new president taking over in 2013. we're into a stage right now where the economic collapse is happening, and a lot of it they're saying is, you know, is reverberations or, you know, the product of what happened in 2008 with the largest bailouts ever, also known as the largest theft in the history of the world. What has also been happening that's been driving the U.S. economically and has, you know, cost a lot of money has been the wars. We've been in a state of war for a long time now. And with new fronts, you know, emerging in Libya and stuff, and this is, now's the time more than ever, I guess, to do an anti-war rally. Here are just some quick words here from Darcy that were recorded on Saturday at the G20 rally, him talking about what's taking place this Saturday.
Come to Canada!
Checking out April 9th. It's going to be a massive demonstration down at Queen's Park.
The
8 years. Billions of dollars spent, 30,000 Afghan citizens killed, hundreds of Canadian soldiers have been killed, and it's time to end the occupation, end the bombing, and end the killing. So please do come out this April 9th. All the details are on our site, wearechange.org, the Toronto Coalition to Stop the War, nowar.ca.
Yeah. So check out We Are Change Toronto. Check out nowar.ca. And thanks to Darcy there for a few words talking about what's taking place this Saturday. There's a big call for finally an anti-war rally taking place in Toronto. Derek, are you going to be attending this Saturday? What are you thinking about this topic?
I'm definitely going to be there.
Nice.
I mean, I wasn't an activist before G20, but now I am, so I wouldn't miss it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm against illegal wars. I'm against people dying. I'm for peace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm for peace across this earth. Don't we all want a better world? Don't we all want, I mean, just people coming together united for a cause? And I mean, we had torture in these countries. We had these illegitimate prisons being set up like Eru Gharib.
Mm-hmm.
People were being tortured. And this was advocated from the highest levels of the federal government of the United States. You know, and I mean, we're still speaking about pro-peace because, I mean, This is our country, and we're involved in it, and our troops are dying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're standing up for our freedoms in this country, and we should have a better city and a better country, and we need to fight for our freedoms here. And also, I mean, there's so many scandals taking place with Halliburton and all these companies in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of
BP's
corruption
in Libya.
Yeah. You know, and it's for the oil of the region.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody knows that. Everybody knew that weapons of mass destruction was a lie.
Hmm.
You know, you had these, you had Colin Powell go to the United Nations and hold up a vial of anthrax and say that there were mobile nuclear weapon trucks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they scare people. They give you fear. You can never trust the government. You know,
right.
Everybody knows that. You know, you got to question these people.
Mm-hmm.
You always got to pay very close attention to people in power.
Mm-hmm.
Because power corrupts absolutely.
Right.
These people are working on our tax dollars. We have to question them all the time. And they're making decisions for us to go to war to kill people. Meanwhile, they're taking away our freedoms at G20. Come on, people.
Mm-hmm.
We know what's going on here. We all got to get up, stand up for your rights.
Right.
And we got to stand up for other countries too. Because if we want peace in this country, we want peace around the world. We don't need wars right now. We need one mind. We need to spread love, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, now you're sounding like Tohoge Tote.
Yeah.
Speaking about that. And I actually got a clip here from our first time that we interviewed Tohoge Tote on the Word of Mouth Wednesday. Actually, the first time we interviewed him was in January, but then we also interviewed him a few weeks ago, actually in March. So actually, this clip is from Tohoge Tote's second appearance as a guest over the phone. And here is Tohoge Tote talking about Canada and what Canada actually is when you get into the dollars and cents of corporations.
37 nations from Turtle Island that created Canada. You know, not some. They got their corporate number in July 1st, 1867, the Corporation of Canada. So, I mean, they don't have. That's a corporation. A corporation never can have sovereignty. It's a corporation, an artificial entity.
Wow.
Right?
So that is, so basically this is a hidden from history kind of thing when you think about it, that the reason that we celebrate Canada Day July 1st, or a significant thing that happened 1867 July 1st, was Canada became a corporation.
Got its corporate number from Washington, D.C.
Got its corporate number.
Right. That's why you celebrate Canada Day on July 1st.
Wow.
No other reason.
Wow. So
people
if we're...
don't know that.
Mm-hmm. Up. So that what Toge Tote was speaking about there, just in case you don't believe this, if you do not believe that Canada is a corporation, if you don't believe that it has been incorporated on the Securities Exchange Commission, then you might want to just listen here to a quick clip here that I'm going to play with our with the Prime Minister Stephen Harper, who appeared on the National, and this is just a quick clip of what Stephen Harper had to say
Peter,
about
been around
Canada.
Long enough. You know, every Prime Minister who's been in charge, whether it's in, all across the spectrum, Mr. Trudeau, Mr. Mulroney, Mr. Krachan, every Prime Minister is accused of being a one-man band because the reality, the Prime Minister is the chief executive officer of our government. The Prime Minister does not sit in his office and just do things off the top of his head.
See, and that's Harper. If you heard that right there, he said that the Prime Minister is the chief executive officer of the government. So Stephen Harper, the CEO of Canada, that was just a few months ago when, you know, when he's Prime Minister. So with this election that's going on right now, this is an important thing to consider if you're considering Canada as the corporation. Who do you want as your CEO? Who do you want as your chief executive officer running your country, or should I say your corporation? Derek, what are you thinking about this? You know, now that we've got Toge Tote's talking about some of the history of Canada and talking about the corporate history, we've got the current Prime Minister talking about being a chief executive officer of the government. What are your thoughts here?
Yeah, I mean, it's an important point to bring up. If Canada is a corporation, which looks like it's a fact, and I mean, I'd like to ask a question for everybody. When do you think HST was implemented in Canada? When was that? Does anybody know? HST was implemented on July 1st, on Canada Day, actually. You know, at the day that we deem patriotic, the day that we deem completely Canadian, where they're paying more at the gas pumps, where they're paying more at the food markets, you know, the HST was implemented on our Freedom Day. So that's all I got to say. You know, these governments, and when they're given too much power and they're not accountable and you keep on electing the same people in, this is what's going to happen. This affects every single individual. You know, you're paying more at the gas pumps. You're paying more at the supermarkets. You're going to feel the pinch. You know, this is the most important time to be active, to be involved politically, even if you're not politically involved before. I mean, do you want to pay more or do you want to pay less? This is profits over people. This is the corporation. This is what it does. It makes you pay more money for everything that you pay for. And, I mean, we need so much more in this country. We need to stand up for rights. We need to have the freedom of speech and the freedom of assembly. I mean, without our voices, how can we speak? We need to speak the truth. Mm-hmm. You know, God gave us voices to speak to our fellow humans through love and compassion, not to make more jails and not to make war and not to have more prisons when crime rates are at their lowest point in 20 years. Which direction do you want to go? You want to be for freedom, or do you want to get back on the democracy and be repressed? You know, I speak up because I got to, I got to speak up for other people whose rights were taken away at the G20. You know, we had an amputee who had his prosthetic leg ripped off, and it was labeled a weapon from a G20 officer. It got national news. It went on the CBC Fifth Estate. We had another officer say that this isn't Canada anymore, and we have no civil rights. You know, maybe these guys were instructed that this is what's occurring. This is where the country is changing. So we got to take back Canada. This is the most important time in history in this country. I kid you not. You will regret the fact that you weren't involved after this election if you don't get up on the front lines. Mm-hmm. We're at war in this country. You understand? Where our freedoms are at stake. We got to be on the front lines. We need real men, real women, people that care about the future. For your children, right. You know, that's what it's all about. So
right.
Stand up for freedom.
And we got a caller in when we brought up some of those topics, and then the caller was just mentioning some of those. Caller, are you on the line still?
Yeah. I thought that perhaps I would address this conversation around the corporatization of Canada.
Right.
And I don't think you're wrong in that, because the current global markets that we practice and the corporate institutions that exist still today have gotten their charters through a lot of agreements that happened since about the time of Queen Elizabeth I's rule, just post the Tudors, because that's when the British had stopped warring with the rest of Europe and they had come to treaties and they started to explore the rest of the world and colonize and enslave and all of those kinds of things. So you're not wrong, but what we have to remember is the 1867 Act was the British North America Act. So the fact that we had gotten some sort of corporate, that we had been, you know, enumerated, had gotten a barcode, so to speak, within America's market system as a corporation of America, has to do with mercantilism, where these large empires, global empires, because they were global empires, would trade their colonies, right? And we're talking Hawaii's and Haiti's and Cuba's and all of South America, Jamaica, you know it, okay? And that's a whole other story. So you're right, that's where the incorporation came. And the fact that that legacy number still exists within the Securities and Exchange Commission is absolutely the case, that because Securities Exchange and Forex, monetary exchange, has some sort of global agreements under the IMF and World Bank and all of those kinds of G8, all of those kinds of things that happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But what we have to realize is we all know, whatever Harper says, we all know that a nation is not a corporation. Anyone who has any sense of culture, i.e. has a family, goes out and hangs with their friends, gets involved in art, goes play sports, whatever, we all know that that's not what a nation is. That's why we get into the Olympics.
Right.
So what we have to remember is to just ignore the lunatic and his whole entire posse, because they're wrong and they're stupid and he's lying out of his ass. He doesn't know what Trudeau and Chrétien and all those people did when they were engaged in their diplomatic processes. And if you want to know, you can read their books, right? And so let's remember, in 1982, we got a new constitution and we have a really good appellate branch. Our Supreme Court system is one of the best in the world. I think South Africa is going to kick our ass and then Rwanda pretty soon.
Well, but we are
definitely very good. And
that's what we're hoping.
Our judiciary has done a really good job of supporting Canadian values.
That's what we're hoping. Now we've got
lots of problems.
We've got our corporation here. CKLN is involved with the Canadian courts right now. So we are hoping for justice in the courts, and we're hoping for a good courts. And that's why, you know, your words are encouraging in that sense.
Yeah, of course.
We've got a fight going on right now.
Canada. Our charter is amazing. It will make you proud of who you are and remind you of who you are. And, you know, I get what you're saying. These are painful times. A lot of people are hurting, have been hurt, and there are people there who want to continue to hurt because they're just arrogant and egotistical and ignorant, frankly. So I feel that pain. But you know what? Again, don't fall into the cynicism. Just go out there and fight. Put a smile on your face and remember, I have faith in the people of this world and their values. And I think here in Canada, I have lived a life of relative peace and security because of these values. And I trust that we're going to do a good job, whatever it is.
For real, yeah. Thanks for calling in again.
Go vote, everybody. Go vote.
Word. All right, yeah. So voting day is May the 2nd, 2011. And if you want to talk about Canada, if you want to call in 416-595-1655. We've got a few minutes left till the end of the show. Derek, what are you thinking? We're talking about the history of Canada. We're talking about this election. Now, is this a historic election for you, do you think?
I believe so, because, yeah, we're grateful, we're optimistic. I mean, we're moving in the right direction. People, we just need to get involved, and we need to stand up for this country. And that's it. I mean, those who give up essential freedoms for security throughout history have lost. So we never give up our freedoms, and that was a test at the G20, you know. I think, you know, a lot of rights were violated. So, I mean, we need to expose this kind of stuff because we need to keep it free and transparent. We need our governments to be accountable for their actions. And that's, we're criticizing because we need to. And we need to get these things investigated because what happened in Toronto can never happen again in history, you know. So it's a great time.
For real, yeah. And I think we just got one another caller here on the Word of Mouth Wednesday. Hello, caller.
Yeah. People need to realize, too, that there's Canadian imperialism. Mm-hmm. And that we still need to definitely speak out. I think definitely vote, because we got to try to make sure that Harper doesn't get a majority. Right. And also all the money he's put into these fighter jets. And he has to be accountable also for the one. He said that he wanted the G20 here in Toronto instead of, say, have it at the CNE or out in Huntsville. Mm-hmm. I think we definitely have to stay on our toes and not become apathetic and not go out and vote, and just to try to defeat the Harper government. I don't even want to say Harper government, Harper and his cronies, because he wanted to make official to say, like, call it the Harper government. So he, and all the scandals that are going on, and he just seems to, like, get by it, and it's crazy, you know?
Right. But, thanks. Yeah. Thanks for calling in.
For sure.
And contributing your opinion, and that's what we're looking for, is diversity of opinions. More, you know, what people are thinking about this election, because this is an important election, and I think any kind of dialogue that we can bring up will bring in more, you know, more information about the election and more, get people talking about it more, get people thinking about it more, is a good thing. But, you know, here on the media, we're under a thing where we've got to be, try to be as nonpartisan as you know, as possible. We got to be a balanced news organization. So we can't, you know, we're not going to endorse any candidates on the Word of Mouth Wednesday or in this station. So that is, you know, that's just one clarification that I was going to bring up. That's what, you know, that's what we're going to be looking forward to. And we're looking forward to Into the Fire. We've got it coming up April 22nd, which is a Friday. And, the tickets are for the Bloor Cinema. And they were $10?
$10, yeah. Everybody can go online, pressfortruth.ca, and get your tickets, conspiracyculture.com. And, you know, if they want to get tickets, they're selling all fast. This is going to be historic for Toronto. This movie will go down in history.
Right. Yeah. And that's why, yeah. And I hope it sells out, and I hope, you know, I hope people are able to go to it. And I hope that, you know, maybe hope that the filmmakers can recoup some of their costs. But, and it's important to note that the next day, the Saturday, the 23rd of April, the plan or the goal or the hope of Press for Truth is to get the movie online for free for everyone to see on YouTube, that you can watch for free. So if you don't have the cash, or you don't want to, you can't make it to the Bloor Cinema coming up in a few weeks, then check out the online version, and you know that'll be available the next day. Hopefully that's online. And with what's been going on online, you know, you never know what has been happening, and it's become increasingly evident that the internet is, you know, being monitored and controlled, and that these sites are, well, you know, some information can't get out, and that is why it's important to keep on, you know, with this radio station. We went through it with the CBC documentary, which well, I haven't really mentioned
some censorship,
and
that's
that
right.
That was a copyright that was a case of copyright infringement when we put it up on YouTube for everyone to see. We had, you know, over 30,000 views, I think it was, and then when copyright infringement can't be seen on YouTube, that
say no to censorship.
That is, yep. It's a historic documentary, CBC. You should have stayed at home about the G20. And, you know, it's about, you know, that's a real moment in Canadian history, what happened last June 2010. But it's, I guess it's too current for it to be considered history, because they're currently removing it from YouTube. Now, CBC, we know as a media outlet, is a corporation, definitely a corporation, CBC, and Radio Corporate, Canada Broadcasting Corporation. And that is something that we're going to be talking about, I guess, because, you know, we can get even into the corporation side of things, and, you know, there's a whole lot to be talking about. But because we're running out of time, I guess, Derek, did you have any final words you wanted to say for the audience?
Yeah, I just wanted to plug my YouTube site. Nice. People can they can type it in. It's www.thesecretstore.ca. I upload a lot of important information I want people to see. I mean, newsworthy stuff, important, hard-hitting stuff. And, you know, we have Stephen Harper. Harper has a lot of criminals in high places. Very friendly with the criminal community there. He wants jails, you know, a lot of the corruption scandals with ex-advisors. You know, you want to get the news, you need to seek the truth.
And because the reality, right? The Prime Minister is the chief executive officer of our government. The Prime Minister does not sit in his office.
Word up. So the CEO of Canada, who will be the next CEO? May 2nd is the election day to check it out. And coming up this Saturday, April the 9th, it is a no war rally to stop the war. Massive rally to end the war in Afghanistan this Saturday, April the 9th, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. It's location U.S. General Consulate, 360 University Avenue at the U.S. Consulate, organized by Afghans for Peace and the Toronto Coalition to Stop the War, nowar.ca. That is one of the events coming up this Saturday, April the 9th. Also this Saturday, April the 9th, there's a rally for respect, communities, public services, and good jobs. 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. at Dundas Square, and then there's a march to City Hall. Endorsed by a bunch of organizations, including ACORN, Toronto and York Region Labor Council, Ontario Federation of Labor, the CLC, the CFS, the Good Jobs for All Coalition, and more information on rabble.ca. And also check out nowar.ca for information on the anti-war rally. And check out ckln.fm for your updates on what's been happening here at the radio station. And thank you again for listening. We're going to be back next week, hopefully, for our April 13th episode of the Word of Mouth Wednesday. And thank you for listening. And yeah, stay tuned. Hope you vote. And well, you know, hope you're keeping it real. Word up, word of mouth, word is bond. Stay tuned for the Blues Dr. Julie Hill coming up next on 88.1 FM CKLN. Word out.
Everywhere I go, people running around, trying to get to the top.